Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Valerie Burrell, grateful and thankful to God for another opportunity to join you all tonight, our listening audience. Also grateful to have with me my husband, Benny Burrell, as we are here tonight to share with you about addressing the elephant and recognizing the signpost of rejection. Addressing the elephant and recognizing the signpost of rejection. So we're going to start tonight with prayer. Father, we thank you. We give you honor and praise for this time of teaching that you've allowed us to come together. Father, we ask right now that you would have your way. Holy Governor, we acknowledge you as the chief teacher on tonight. We yield ourselves as vessels to be used by you, that you would speak to us and speak through us, that this teaching would come forth with clarity, power, and understanding. We are grateful for each one that will call in and those who will listen through the internet and later. God, that they would receive that which they need from you on tonight. Give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. Counting these things done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So, addressing the elephant. A lot of times when you hear people talk about an elephant in the room, generally they mean that it's something that's so very obvious. And although it is obvious, they don't want to deal with it. Has it happened to you before? It's happened to me. I mean, sometimes we even feel as though we are the elephant in the room. Have you ever walked into a setting and everybody is conversing and everybody is happy and conversations are buzzing, and when you walk in the room, there's a hush that happens and you'd be like, okay, is something wrong with my dress? Is something on my teeth? Is my hair out of place? Is there a run in my stockings? What happened? How is it that my presence for the hush? And in that moment, anxiety and fear sometimes stirs within us because our mindset wants to really get to the root of what just happened. What just happened? Why did things suddenly shift? What's taking place? And that's what we're talking about tonight, because often the elephant that we have to address is not in an individual. It actually is within us. And that elephant is called rejection. It's called rejection. We have dealt with fear. And many of us still do deal with fear. And it's because we want to avoid pain, because we don't want to really deal with the authentic self. We don't deal with the pain. We don't deal with the frustration. We don't deal with the disappointment. And all of those things together really speak to what rejection is. And I'm grateful tonight for our callers who are on the line. If at any time you have a question or a comment, we ask that you please press 1 and we can bring you live. But in this season, we have got to become mindful. We have allowed fear and rejection to occupy too much space too long. And if we don't address it, what happens? It's going to run us out of the room. We're going to be left with a life vacant of honesty. And we're going to continue to operate in fear. We're going to end up being frauds because we're going to be one of those who wears the face that we're happy, everything is wonderful, when in fact, we're miserable. You know, we are bothered to the nth degree, wanting somebody to give us a reason to flip. Come on, y'all. Let's just keep it real. How many times have you felt bad and you're just looking for, waiting? You know, you're waiting for somebody to say, make my day. You want to tell them so bad, make my day. Give me a reason to unleash this frustration that I'm feeling. Give me a reason to unleash everything that I'm feeling because I've not dealt with fear and I've not dealt with rejection. And the word tells us that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but he's given us a sound mind. Along with a sound mind, he graces us with his love and his mercy, his grace, his favor, all these things he's given to us. And we have the ability to flourish in those things. When we are allowing distractions of any sort to cause us to be in a place of compromise, whether we're going to complete what God has spoken concerning us or whether we're going to succumb to what the world says we should do, we're going to find ourselves again in a place where rejection is there. I was sharing with one of my dear friends on today. She posed a question to me about the broadcast tonight and, you know, just sharing her thoughts. And she said she's an expert on the topic of rejection. I don't agree with her, but, yeah, we've all been there. We've all had a moment of rejection in our lives. Her opinion is that when problems arise multiple times, you face one thing and then you get over that or you stumble through that and then something else happens and rejection shows up and fear shows up and discouragement and despair and all these things again show up. And instead of getting feedback or constructive criticism, as it may be, to get you to a place where you can resolve these emotions that you're facing, when nothing is being said and nothing is being done, then the rejection, it magnifies. It becomes bigger and bigger and bigger all the time as things happen and rejection happens. I mean, come on. How many times have I applied for a job that I thought I should have and didn't get an interview? How many times have I been in relationships with people who I thought were on my side to find out that that wasn't the case? How many times have we just been so certain that a situation was going to go our way, and then it goes as far left as it possibly can? What does it do? That rejection fuels fear in us, y'all. It causes us to feel as though we don't hear God. It causes us to question that which we've already heard from him. And, you know, the word tells us that God is not a man that he would lie. When he speaks to us, he's going to speak truth to us. Whether we're in a place where we want to accept it or not, he is speaking truth to us. And the thing that he placed in us, even before he placed us in our mother's womb, he's not going to pull that back. That's his intent, that we overcome these things that we've been facing, this rejection, this fear, that we overcome it and begin to flourish in what it is that he has called us to. Now, I know tonight it's probably not easy even listening to this conversation about dealing with the elephant, because most of us don't want to deal with the fact that we've been rejected. And when it comes to relationships, when we've rejected someone. But because God made us and he said that we are fearfully and wonderfully made because of who he is in our lives and the Holy Spirit that dwells within us, it's time for us to buck up, to get brave, to get strong, and to operate according to that which God has given us. And one thing I want you all to understand too, you know, when we talk about rejection and people sometimes take kindness for weakness, that because you're not being brash, you're not being harsh, you're not confrontational, you're being very mindful of how you're responding to situations, even when it's rejection, that you're weak. But that's not the case, because of how God made each of us, and because we all have a different temperament, we're going to handle situations differently. Some of us, when we face emotional turmoil and trauma, we completely lose it. While others are able to endure a little bit better, they're able to brave the storm, and they're able to remain humble in the midst of it in order to overcome. Wow, time does move so quickly. So let's look at the six signposts of rejection. The six signposts of rejection for us. When you look at the situation of why didn't that work? Why was I rejected? For someone who's an entrepreneur or maybe looking to move in business, and you've written a vision, you've attempted to make it plain upon the tablet that men can take it and run, but every time you've attempted to submit it for approval, it's been rejected. And you say, what is going on? Why am I always being overlooked? What is taking place? One of the signposts of rejection is that possibly more planning is needed. Now, for some of us, we like to plan too much. When it comes to implementing according to what God has said versus implementing according to what we want, rejection's going to happen. Because it's not for us to get what we want as much as it is for us to get what God has need for us. That lesson has taken me some time. It took me some time to get to that place to understand that it's not about me at all, but it's really about him and his plan being revealed in and through my life. I posted today on Facebook, obedience to his will, plan, and purpose for my life. That's what I'm about. And so now, when it comes to when rejection happens and it may require more planning, when I go back to plan, I'm not writing this plan according to what Valerie thinks or what Valerie feels or even what Benny feels, but we're going to take time to have a conversation and hear from the heart of God through the Holy Spirit, how do I tweak this plan? What do I need to say? What do I need to articulate? What do I need to clarify in order to make this vision plain, in order to make this plan go forward and bring forth the manifestation of what God has spoken? How do I do that? The second is the door is open somewhere else. Whoo! That's powerful, y'all, because we keep going to things that we find ourselves being comfortable with, people we feel comfortable with, and those very situations and individuals are rejecting us. You talk about the elephant in the room. That's like the situation. Everybody's buzzing, and then you walk in, and everything gets quiet. You're like, what is this? This is presenting to us that there is a door open somewhere else. There is an audience awaiting you somewhere else. This is time for change. And we cannot allow fear to keep us from moving into that which God has ordained for us. Change is not always easy. Okay, yeah, change isn't easy. Change can be very challenging, especially when you've been doing something for so very long, to have to turn left when you've been going straight. It takes effort. God is trying to open a door somewhere else, and the only way you're able to recognize that you've got to go somewhere else is that you're going to be rejected, then guess what? Endure like a good soldier, my brother and my sister. Take the rejection, be like a Timex, take the licking and keep on ticking, and then move. The third signpost of rejection is to check your certainty meter. Check your certainty meter. And you say, well, what are you talking about? What we are not confident about comes out in rejection. If we're doubtful about a relationship, rejection will uncover it. If we're unsure about something we'd like to pursue, rejection will let us know that doubt is there. Check your certainty meter. A lot of times when rejection happens, people begin to question, did I hear right? Did I miss something? Am I certain of the instructions? All these things. I said to you earlier, when God speaks, God does not lie. He does not lie. When he speaks, that's what he meant. That's what he meant. And so we have to begin to constantly engage the Holy Spirit, have the conversations with him so that we have clarity about what we're hearing, that our ears are fine-tuned to the voice of God, so that when the certainty meter has to be checked, we find that there is no doubt in what God has spoken concerning who we are. And if rejection has taken place, the rejection has happened because it's showing us something about who we are. Lord, help us. The fourth signpost of rejection is to endure the growth stage. Endure the growth stage. How many times have you heard people say, it's time to grow, it's time to move, it's time. It's time for the shift. You know, all those things happen. You hear all of this and you say, okay, I hear you, but what does that mean? Because I'm still getting rejected. I'm still going through process. I'm still feeling some kind of way. What does this have to do with me? It means that you've got to endure. Like I said, good soldier. We don't always understand the journey. Y'all, I don't always understand the journey. I've got some things before me right now. As I shared in our 5 a.m. prayer, I've got some things that I have been doing. I've been contemplating and working on for the last 6 years that had not been able to be completed because I was in the process of trying to do what I was doing according to what man was doing. I was trying to mirror what I saw others doing instead of listening to hear God grow and what he was trying to do to me and through me to produce what he had spoken. I had to endure stage, and I'm still growing. But it's been a period of over 6 years, y'all, that I've been going through this process, this growth stage. And as I shared, I'm still growing. I'm still learning. I'm still applying the models and the strategies that God and the Holy Spirit have revealed. Fifth, increase your inward awareness. And let me say this. Let me go back real quick to the growth stage. Don't get impatient. Don't be so quick to get through the process. Don't be afraid of learning the new things that you need to learn and all that getting, get understanding. Get understanding of what it is that you've had to endure. Get understanding about why the rejection took place. Get understanding about what it is that you're to do next. Don't rush the growth stage. Don't rush the process, but be patient in the process. And don't compare yourselves to others. Don't say, oh, well, they got it done and this quick, and so what's taking me so long? Because, see, that was me. I've been working on one particular book for the last 6 years. For the last 6 years. And it hasn't happened. And I'm going, God, why? Because, honey, I had chapters. I had all this stuff, and I kept trying to write it, and it just was not flowing. I kept trying to, and it just would not flow. And here it was just this past Friday. My husband and I were sitting here having a conversation, and the Holy Spirit dropped it just like this. Valerie, it's about your journey. Go back and look at your journey. And when I did that, it made all the sense in the world. It made all the sense in the world. So here I was trying to do what everybody else was doing, and that's not even what he was speaking. That's not what he was speaking. Not what he was speaking. And so let's go quickly again to the fifth. Increase your inward awareness. In this stage, you've got to be fully aware of what you didn't know before. What? Yeah, you've got to become aware of what you don't know. Because a lot of times we don't know what we don't know. Would you agree? We don't know what we don't know. But we have to take the time to find out what we don't know so we can increase our awareness of what it is that we have to deal with, what it is we have to contend with, what it is that may serve as a place of rejection, a stumbling block as we move forward, so that we don't have to address the elephant in that area. Again, increase your inward awareness. And awareness comes the fastest when we are simply willing to view our current obstacles as opportunities and not omens. How often when a situation arises, the first thing we say is the devil is busy. Don't give the devil credit every time something pops up, because it's not always the enemy. It's not always the devil. Sometimes it's because we are not aware. And the obstacles, y'all. I did a sermon some years ago about how we always want to pray our storms away. But the thing that I've learned is that sometimes the wind is our friend. Sometimes the storm comes to shift us and get us in the right place where we're trying to steer and go one way. God is like, no, I got to cause some turbulence and redirect you to get you in the place that you're really supposed to be going in. Because if I just let you drift this way, you're going to be so far off the path that I've set for you that you're not going to, I'm not going to say you're not going to get there, but come on, you're going to face some more rejection. You're going to have to deal with some more elephants in the room because you had not taken the time to increase your inward awareness. Can you embrace truth? Can you? Because if we can embrace the truth, problems are sometimes the alarm clocks that help us to examine our lives. And we can gain advantage points by being able to really dissect what's taking place, find truth and apply it to our lives, and then we're able to move forward. The last signpost of rejection. I love this one. You got to recognize when to quit. We've heard since we were little, quitters never win. Quitters never win. But what they forget to tell us is neither do those who quit, who don't quit when it's time to. Quitters never win. But those who don't quit when they should quit, they don't win either. Oh, Lord. Sometimes it's hard to know when to give up. It's hard to know when to give in. That's when we rely on our discernment. That's when we rely on the voice of the Holy Spirit to give us the insight. That's when we really have to look inwardly and fine-tune ourselves emotionally, because our emotions will drive us to a place where we want to just give up. We don't want to embrace the learning curve that's being presented to us to deal with rejection, to deal with the fear, to deal with the elephant in the room. Y'all, it's not always easy to really recognize rejection when it's taking place, because it can camouflage itself. There's so many different things. But today, in this moment, the Holy Spirit wants us to be mindful that, yes, there is an elephant that may be in the room with you. There very well may be fear, disappointment, rejection been dealing with that's been haunting you. But tonight, the Holy Spirit is saying it's time to be brave. It's time to confront it. It's time for more planning. It's time to recognize that there may be a door somewhere else that's waiting for you, that we've got to yield to the Holy Spirit and check our certainty meter, that we've got to endure the growth stage. We've got to be patient. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. Wait. Endure. Grow. We've got to increase our inward awareness. We've got to recognize when it's time to quit, not because we want to, but because He says so. I hope this has been a blessing to you. It has strengthened me, even in the things that I've faced over the last couple of weeks, fulfilling the assignment that God has given me. As always, we encourage you every day to do something to empower yourself. Powered, we want you to take the responsibility to empower someone else. If this teaching has been a blessing to you, we ask that you would just consider following our page and listening in each week as we share relevant kingdom teachings. We ask that you also visit our website, empowermentoasis@wordpress.com. We're doing a better job of trying to keep it updated, but relevant ministry assignments and the link to our teachings is present in that website. We love you. We are praying for you, and we hope that you're able to join us again on Sunday evening for another empowerment session. We say God bless each of you, and thank you for being with the Empowerment Place.